Yes, greetings once again in Jesus' name. I thank you for taking time to reflect on the Word of God and to let Him do the work in us that He desires to do. I want to read to you from the book of Judges a couple of passages here, and it basically says the same exact thing, but it kind of sets the stage here for what I would like to talk about today. And I want to give you just a real brief history. Moses had led the people out of Egypt into the wilderness, and as we read the story, we see that Moses was not allowed to enter into the promised land, but God raised up a general under Moses. His name was Joshua, and Joshua was taking Moses' place. He actually led the children of Israel into the promised land, and then the book of Judges comes after Joshua is dead. The people have been in coming into their inheritance, the land that God promised to them, and now their commander is dead, he's gone, and we're into a period of the judges, which God raised up judges in those days to deliver their people, his people, from their enemies. But I want you to see what was taking place in this time frame. It says in Judges chapter 17, verse 6, it says, "In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." And then if you turn to the very last chapter in Judges, it would be chapter 21, and the last verse says, again, "In those days there was no king in Israel, every man did that which was right in his own eyes." And as I consider those things and ponder that, I wonder if we're not too far from that ourselves in the society in which we live. Man basically is struggling with doing what is right in his own eyes, and it doesn't take much for us to figure that this is true, happening in our land and probably anywhere in the world that you would go. You'll find this this plague, I'll call it, of man doing what's right in his own eyes. And I don't know how up to date you are on some of the things that are happening today in our land, but basically, to say it like this would be pretty accurate. Man is doing what is right in his own eyes, just like the people were doing back in the book of Judges. And I just will say this, that if we fall into that same snare, we will get ourselves into heaps of trouble, because if we do what's right in our own eyes, then we're making ourselves out to be God. We're deciding what's right, what's wrong, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, and that's not our place. It's never been given to us to do that, but we can live out a whole different principle according to God's Word. He tells us what's right, what's wrong, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. We read in the book of Proverbs those things, the seven things that are abomination to God. And man finds himself wrestling with those things. It's because man is bent on wickedness and his own selfishness. But God is righteous and just, and he gives us commandment and teaching from his Word. And so I say that to say this, as we take a further look into Scripture, I'll go to Psalm 119, and I'd like to just read something here that will give us an insight on how we can stay away from that trap, that snare of doing what's right in our own eyes. It has to be according to the Word of God. Then we're not in error. And so I'd like to read to you out of Psalm 119, and I'm going to start in 101, the verse 101. It says, "I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep thy word." I want you to pay attention to how much he's talking about God's word, his precepts, his law. And here we go, verse 101. Verse 102 says, "I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me." Verse 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The words of God, sweeter than honey. Verse 104, Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. How are we going to know the false way? By looking at God's precepts, by looking to his word to see what is right, what is wrong. And verse 105, I want to finish up with this verse. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I just want to expound on that just a little bit. Without God's word, we will walk in darkness. If we try to live a good life pleasing to God without his word, we're going to stumble and fall. We'll be like a blind man trying to grope his way through this life. And we don't know where the pits are and where the dangers and calamities are, because it'll just be whatever's right in our own eyes. But as we have the word of God, and we're told here all these things that came right up to verse 105, now we see thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't know if you've ever been on a path, a mountain path, or somewhere out in the woods, and it gets dark on you. I've had this happen before, and it's very, very difficult. You can't see your way through. You need some light. You need some light so that you keep yourself from falling into a hole or falling off a cliff. Where I live, there's sheer bluffs and cliffs that if you don't watch where you're going, you'll find yourself going off a cliff to your death. It's a long, steep, rocky ridges, and you would be very foolish to walk in these mountain paths without some sort of light if you're in the darkness there. And the same with our spiritual walk in this earth. We need light to be able to see where we're going. And we're told here that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. He gives us light to see by. And we don't have to fall into this snare of doing what's right in our own eyes, but looking to him as his word illuminates our path. He gives us clear direction, but we have to seek him. We have to ask him to give us that light. How do we get it? By going to his word. I encourage you, go to God's word. Be filled with his wisdom, his understanding, and be obedient to him. And I know his blessing will be upon your life and mine as we obey him in this way. So let's let God's word be that light for us to walk by, that we wouldn't stumble in the darkness. May God bless you as you look to him and look to his word.